writing this postcard to the spot between two seats against the back wall of the last train carriage. This spot doesn't have a name, but we were well acquainted. It was another piece of my morning's mechanics, a glowing light in my dash, signaling that everything is on track. I would start my morning with a soy cap with two sugars, my usual from my usual, and then proceed to the station, where I would stand strategically in the same place. I could find it with my eyes closed, not that I ever tried. As the train would arrive and the morning commuters would swarm towards the door, slowly as to not to start a stampede, but still with every intent to secure a seat, I'd stand back and smirk to myself. I knew the last train door would be opening right in front of me. And then, rather than having to scramble for a spare seat, a pole or a hanging hand support, I could claim my spot leaning against the wall. There, I would be secure and stable with my hands free to hold my coffee, read a book, catch up on my group chats with people I'd be preferring to spend the next 8 hours with. But most times, I would just stare out the window. It's so easy to find things to complain about when it comes to our morning commutes. That person with their headphones so loud you wonder if their eardrums have blown. School kids that manage to offend with their excessive enthusiasm given how early it is in the morning. That person who clearly hasn't showered. And the guy in the suit on the important call, putting on such a show that makes everyone wonder if he's more concerned about closing a deal or selling an image to everyone around him. Ugh. And then there's the Mikeys, those little leeches slowly sucking our bank accounts. But I really do miss my spot against the wall, although I've come to realise it's not the wall I miss, as my apartment has several, one for every day of the week in fact. Rather, it's about what the wall gave me, a moment to myself. Given that 7.5 hours of my day belonged to someone else, those 20 minutes were invaluable. Even if I was only looking out the window. You see, time to do nothing is something we absolutely need. I've since been working to carve out a few minutes of comfort in my new morning commute, which is 1 minute, 3 meters from my bedroom to the lounge. I started with the toilet, but my housemate didn't appreciate that. There was a park bench, but I realized my possessiveness was going to be a problem. So, the search continues. Maybe a patch of grass is what I need. But wherever I end up, I'll miss my spot between two seats against the back wall of the last train carriage. And who knows, maybe I'll take a train just to see it. Yours truly, Ricky.
The Friday Review.
With Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.